This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Lipizzan horses from the Spanish Riding School in Vienna are among some of the most famous horses in the world. But there's actually a privately owned Lipizzan farm right here in Illinois. I spoke with Esther Bonanno of Temple Farms, the program director for the Temple Lipizzans.
We have a breeding, training, and performance center and 70 Lipizzan horses. There's probably 1,200 Lipizzans in the United States, but we're certainly the largest herd here in the States. And last time we checked, we're actually the largest privately owned herd of Lipizzans in the world.
And what does it mean to be a privately owned Lipizzan herd? How are most other Lipizzan farms operated?
It's a good question, and it's unusual, but they're in Europe. In several of the countries, the herds are run by the states. They're called state studs.
That's a very interesting dynamic. And why did you choose to get into Lipizzan horses? Has this been a family business, or is this something you started?
No, this is a family business. I'm actually the granddaughter of the original founders, which is Temple and Esther Smith.
And why did your relatives decide to go into raising Lipizzans?
Well, it was a big idea that came from their first trip to Europe. My grandfather started a manufacturing company here in Chicago about 70 years ago. And when he and my grandmother made their first trip to Europe, they had an opportunity to go to the Spanish Riding School in Vienna. And, you know, the short of it was that they were quite inspired by the horses and that my grandfather was a big thinker. So rather than bringing back a postcard, they came back with the idea to not just import the horses, but actually to bring the whole culture here to the United States. And that was in 1958.
So beyond the horses, there's also a cultural aspect of this?
Correct. So the horses that we imported, Lipizzans, are not only in Austria, but they are best known for performing and being for hundreds and hundreds of years at the Spanish Riding School in Vienna. The Lipizzan horse has its history in what we call classical dressage, which is essentially the artistic representation of former cavalry movements. Lipizzans are known a lot for doing highly choreographed, almost ballet-like performances. It was the performance of the imperial court, like ballet, of the past. Lipizzans are known a lot for these jumps in the air that they do, that is called the high school movements, and they are trainable because of their stature and their smarts to do these things.
So at your farm, do you train your horses in these aerobatics?
Yes. So, well, the aerobatics, I have to try to not call it aerobatics because we do like to distinguish ourselves a bit from trick training here, because the process of what we call classical dressage training, which is really what we do here, we have 37 horses in training, is a process that starts at the time that they are 4 years old, and it's a lot like how a young ballerina might start, with very careful muscle training well before you allow them to put on their toe shoes. That's the case with these horses. They are late to mature, and they have a huge capacity for growth in their muscles, but you would not even introduce what we're calling acrobatics or the airs above the ground until they were a good 4 or 5 years into their training. And yes, we do that here. We have the main airs above the ground movements are called the levade, where a horse sits back on their haunches and lifts up their front legs. There is the courbette, where a horse goes onto their hind legs and does several hops forward as the interpretation of an intimidating battle maneuver. And then there's the capriole, where a horse jumps up with his front legs and kicks out violently with their hind legs.
And this is some fascinating work. I'm sure if anyone has ever seen these horses perform, it just takes their breath away. But it must also be very interesting to train them. And first off, how long generally is this type of career for a Lipizzan horse?
So, you know, all of our horses are born here on the farm, and they have the very important business of growing up, which is in a herd, which we do here on the property. And they are out there with their birth year partners until they are 3.5 to 4 years old. So they begin their training at about 4, and then they may reach the pinnacle of their training at about 10 or 11, and then they may be able to train and perform into their early 20s. So it's actually quite a long time, and I like to make the comparison to people with two racehorses who are often racing at 2 years old and could even be retired by three. And these guys are just getting started at that age.
That is an interesting contrast and just goes to show the difference in the breeds, really. A racehorse is generally done with their career by four, whereas a Lipizzan is starting.
Exactly, yeah. And I mean, I remind people a lot that horses were domesticated for a reason, quite a few reasons, but, you know, besides transportation and agricultural work and work on the battlefield, but that the conformation and the size and the intelligence of the horse is bred very specifically for these reasons. So there's a reason a draft horse is so large. It's to pull a plow, you know, and these guys are very athletic and they're more of a hotter horse. They sort of have the ability to kind of have big bursts of energy when they need to, and they're a little bit smaller in stature. So, in other words, the conformation of the horse is very, very much designed by what their purpose was in the past. And we try to maintain the original standards of the breed that were established over 400 years ago.
How do you really get into training the horses to do more of the advanced maneuvers that they're trained to do? You went over a few of them, the jumping on the hind legs. Mm-hmm. How do you train a horse to do that on command?
It's a process, and I guess the easiest way I can describe it without getting into technical dressage terms is that it's a collection of energy. We use this word in dressage called collection, where a horse is able to move more and more of their balance and their weight onto their hind end. So if you take a look at a horse, you can kind of see that, you know, the majority of their muscles are there on their hind end, right? So as you reach the higher levels of dressage, what's called collection is a horse's ability to carry their weight on their hind end. So essentially, the more they are able to gather that energy onto the hind end, the horse actually, through the ultimate collection, will jump. I mean, it is sort of almost a natural thing because those hind legs are like springs.
So it's very natural for them. I have heard that, but it's nice to hear it attested by someone who works with them.
Yeah, and you actually do see the foals doing these things out in the field. It's pretty hilarious. We catch it all the time.
I'm sure that is an adorable sight.
But we do like to remind people. People will say, you know, my horse did a capriole today, and these movements they're doing are the most highly trained horses. It looks like a horse being naughty, but it's actually, an extremely highly trained horse.
Very true, very true. It's very hard to work with these horses performing these moves unless they are highly trained.
Exactly.
Now, at your facility, do you put on shows or go on tour? Do you show off your horses to the general public?
Yeah, so, you know, as our main, as a part of our educational initiative and then also as our main source of revenue here, we put on public performances every summer. And those start in June. This year, I believe, we start on the 14th of June. And we have evening and matinee performances, and this is an exhibition that shows our program from the foals all the way up to the most highly trained horses. So we start with our mares and foals, and you get to see carriage driving, you get to see the young stallions in their training, and you get to see an example of what modern-day dressage competitive riding might look like. And then you get to see choreographed patterns of riding and they're all set to music, and it's all for the most part outdoors. I'm assuming we don't have bad weather, then we go into our indoor arena. But it's quite a spectacle, and every summer, yeah, we bring thousands of people here to the farm, and everybody gets to come into the stables afterwards and pet some noses.
Well, it sounds like it would be a wonderful way to spend a day or an evening. Now, much of the focus when it comes to Lipizzans is on the stallions. Everybody generally knows them as the Lipizzaner stallions. Mm-hmm. So what happens with the mares?
Okay, well, we're a breeding operation here. So every horse here has a job. And in the Spanish riding school, they have a lot more horses, but it was out of tradition mostly that we are keeping our stallions in training. Also because although the mares are capable of doing much of this work, the testosterone in the males gives them a greater capacity to do the higher level movements. In addition, the stallions are really show-offs. I mean, they love to perform in a way that not as many of the mares do, I should say. So there's that, and then in addition here, for us, our mares are in foal when they're of age, and it's hard to keep them in a training program when they're going to be pregnant most years.
And not only do you work with these horses and train them through their lives, but you also have an internship program, is that correct?
We do. It's called, we have a working student program, which is a part of our educational program here, because there aren't a lot of places, especially in the United States, that you can learn classical dressage. This is a place for a young person to come in and to have an opportunity to learn with trainers, each with over 30 years of experience, and also with horses with years and years of experience, to learn about classical dressage training, as well as stable management, as well as equine care. The kind of best profile of a working student here is someone who generally is interested in potentially becoming a trainer themselves. And you do all the care involved with these horses, and then get daily lessons on Lipizzaner or stallions, or in some cases mares, to be able to sit on a Grand Prix level dressage horse. It's an amazing thing that happens, because you see the horses teaching the student. And that's actually very much how it's designed at the Spanish Riding School in Vienna, is that the younger riders are learning from the horses.
Well, it seems like a very valuable learning experience for those who are able to get involved with this program.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone wants to learn more about your programs or your farm, how can they do so?
They can go to templefarms.com, or they can make a visit this summer to our summer performances. And we also do larger groups come in and can have a behind-the-scenes tour in the off-season.
Again, that was Esther Bonanno, Program Director for the Temple Lipizzans at Temple Farms. That's all for this Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.